Okey-dokey. This is Agenda A05-11 of the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada, present in Carson City.
Rebecca Wagner.
Dave Noble.
And I'm Elena Burtonshaw. Item 1A is time for comments from the general public. Anyone in Carson City?
There's nobody in Carson City. I mean, there's nobody coming forward.
There is no one coming forward in Las Vegas either. Item 2A is the presentation by Commission Secretary on Amendment to Internal Administrative Policy 4.3 Furloughs. Ms. Scott?
Thank you, Chairman, and good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Today I am presenting to each of you for consideration amendments to Policy 4.3 Furloughs. This policy is being brought forward based upon some changes that state personnel made to their regulations that made the regulations support the legislative intent, which is flexibility. What you'll find here with the proposed policy is input that we've received from employees and from managers that they would like to have the unclassified and the classified employees be treated the same. And what that means is if they want to work a four-hour day and then take 4 hours of annual or come or 4 hours of furlough, excuse me, then they can do that, whereas our former policy made the unclassified employee take an 8-hour day per month. So this will treat unclassified employees and classified employees the same with a minimum of 4 hours. The other changes to this policy is it used to be a minimum of 8 hours per month. The policy now provides 8 hours in a pay week if the employee so chooses to do that. It is incumbent upon the employee to ensure that they have enough hours worked to cover their deductions on their paycheck. So this policy provides flexibility to the employee as well as to the managers to ensure that the work gets completed. It also provides us some guidelines for our new hires. Before, when a new hire would start on the 15th of the month, it was anticipated, expected that they would take an 8-hour furlough that month if they were an unclassified employee, where state personnel's new guidelines require that the new hire will start with their furlough the following month of their start date. And if they don't start at the beginning of a fiscal year, it's prorated, and they provide that calculation. It's 4 hours a month for the remaining months of that fiscal year. So that makes it easier for the agencies to manage that as well and not as much of a hardship to our new hires. Employees are responsible for ensuring they take 48 hours in a fiscal year. There were benchmarks under the old policy. That's been lifted because the Legislative Commission didn't feel that that provided the flexibility. So that was another thing that state personnel's removed. And we've made those proposed changes with our policy. Managers will be responsible for ensuring that their employees take that 48 hours. I've asked the fiscal division to provide a report to the managers on April 1st, letting the managers know how many hours are still required for an employee to take, and then it'll be that responsibility to get that complied with by the end of June. The policy that state personnel adopted, or the regulations that state personnel adopted, were effective October 31st, which was the first day of a new pay period. And I would ask, although we're meeting today the 17th, that we make our policy amendments effective retroactive to October 31st. And with that, I'm available to answer any questions.
Any questions from Commissioner Wagner or Commissioner Noble?
I get it.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I know it kind of cluttered out there at the beginning.
No, I just wanted to be clear. So now we don't have this thing where we have to have a certain amount by September 30th. I'm seeing the strike through on that. I must have glossed over
no
that.
Benchmarks. That's no what's benchmarks. Being removed.
Okay, because I was sitting here calculating, oh no, I have to take another one before December, or by December 31st, so I'm good.
Well, and the benefit to removing that benchmark is we do have some employees that are in a use it or lose it with their annual leave. So those, if they had that benchmark still to meet, they would still be juggling. So now they can take an extra 8 hours of annual versus having to take that furlough day between now and the end of December.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. For some reason, I didn't read the strike-through, so.
Well, and there's one other strike-through, if I may. In the purpose opening of this policy, it removes the part-time or less than full-time employee. We no longer, the commission no longer has a part-time employee. So we've struck that from the policy since it no longer applies.
Okay. All right, well, that's all the questions I had. Thank you.
And I have no questions.
You know, I don't either, but thank you for your hard work, Ms. Ska.
Well, it was a collective effort. I just want to make sure between feedback from our employees and the managers.
Well, I think the furlough policy will make it maybe a little easier for folks to kind of work out stuff. I especially with your observation that when we get to the end of the year, a lot of times people need to take a bunch of annual, and I think that will help with that problem we seem to have every year. I would move then that we accept the amendment to internal administrative policy 4.3, furloughs, retroactive to October 31st.
Second.
Concur.
Thank you.
Once again, we have comments by the general public. Is there anyone in Carson City who wants to address the commission?
There's still no general public.
Okay. Anybody in Las Vegas? Same thing here. We're adjourned.
Want to come down to yours, or you want to come to mine?
I'm gonna.